Welcome to The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Debbie Corr, where you'll learn how to awaken your soul and receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions. Debbie has accrued 28 years of experience in the field of assisting many to release unwanted energy, develop their spiritual gifts, and heal from spiritual and emotional trauma. Whatever you're going through, Debbie's here to help you find your way forward. Call in, ask questions about all areas of life, and discover your life and soul's purpose.
Well, hello, and thank all of you for tuning in to The Soul Seat. This is Debbie Corr. I am absolutely delighted to be here. The show is live every first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, taking callers and airs weekly, 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. To learn more for a full schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. So this is actually the debut show, my first debut, and I'm so excited, feeling honored and totally blessed to be here with all of you. Today, the show is open for anybody who would like to call in, share your experiences, ask questions. We would absolutely love to hear from you. The lines are totally open, and we are completely honored to hear from you beautiful souls today. We are going to be discussing today spiritual healing. That is the topic of today's show. We're going to cover the purpose of spiritual healing. We will be covering the intentions of the soul, how spiritual healing collides and works with the soul, and basically why it is that people would need spiritual healing. So for those of you who are listening, if you have any questions, feel free to call in. The purpose of spiritual healing is to remove those internal energy blocks. These energy blocks, they manifest as confusion, stress, addiction, low self-esteem, money and relationship problems, even physical chronic pain and illness. So some of you might be listening to this right now and saying or asking, so does this mean that absolutely everybody who is experiencing some type of stress, confusion, or addiction issue, that it definitely goes back to a need for spiritual healing? And I'm going to say, in most cases, absolutely. When you are carrying or harboring an emotion or an experience that has not been processed or has been absolutely so overwhelming that the auric field and the chakra system does not know where to place it or how to filter it out. These type of emotions and experiences start to create retention. So it's not to say that there is a such as the absolute perfect aura, perfect chakras, that never have experienced or stored any type of blockage, and so that anybody that's going through this is blocked because their chakra system and aura system is not working. What it is to say is that over a period of lifetimes or in the present lifetime, if there is a situation, and most of us do have them, for some, it might be something as simple as a parent that they could not communicate with. And for some, it might be as something as difficult as the loss of a loved one. Now, I say simple and I say difficult. I'll tell you what I mean by that, is that so many of us can go through the same situation and go through it in two absolutely, completely different ways. What might be so simple to one soul can be so difficult for another soul. So whether it is something simple or whether it is something difficult, the aura may be processing and holding on to it and processing it in a way that is very difficult, sometimes very slowly, and it's creating retention because the aura's effort to process the experience, to process the pain, is strained. The aura's effort is strained. It might be holding on to it, doing the very best the aura can. It's like a compromised immune system. In the same way that the heart, the lungs, pancreas, kidneys, liver, all of our organs, all of the vital organs and the physical may be compromised due to lifestyle, due to genetics, the aura and the chakra system can be compromised due to experience. So spiritual healing can overcome resistance to finding and expressing your free, unblocked inner self, which is the surest path to real happiness. Many spiritual healers believe that our soul should perform all of our healing or manifest all of the work for us. Many cultures work directly with the soul, applying spiritual healing principles. Most of my learning in these cultures relates to shamanism. I have been absolutely amazed at the changes that have occurred when I've applied some of the cross-cultural techniques. I've seen and I've demonstrated so many of these techniques, and I've been fortunate enough to visit shamans in many areas of the world, but on a day-to-day basis, working with these shamans isn't a possibility for most. And this is why I believe that we absolutely need to become our own shamans. A shaman walks between the physical and the spiritual worlds in order to help heal the physical and spiritual issues. So yes, for those of us who can visit with a shaman, that is absolutely wonderful. But who is to say that we should be doing that absolutely all of the time? If we can suit ourselves if this is what we want to do. But the absolute truth is that you do have the ability to become your own shaman, to perform your own healing. It is actually in the same way that you have the ability to breathe. It's as natural as breathing, but it does need to be accessed. So this is not a function that can automatically be served, becoming your own shaman. It takes spiritual healing initiated by someone gifted in the ability to locate the initial blockage. And then from there, we can learn to do our own locating and healing. So what takes place in a spiritual healing session is that the person receiving the healing and myself ask the soul what it needs in order to repair itself. For example, after trauma or from the pain of separation from the body, mind, or divine source, even though one can definitely ask themselves these questions, it really helps to have that objective recipient to receive that information. So in the beginning, what we are doing is addressing the soul, asking the questions, the objective recipient, the healer. In this case, when I'm working with somebody myself, I am addressing the soul we are asking the questions. After we are asking these questions and we are receiving this information, we go down the journey of asking the soul what it needs. What is it that it needs? So we are basically locating the original wound. Once that original wound is located, you are then on your way to becoming your own shaman. Some people may be going through something at a time or place in their life, and you're feeling this is the problem. This relationship is what is causing it. This job is what is causing it. The lack of a relationship is causing it. The lack of a job is causing it. The lack of your physical health is causing it. But what we are doing in the spiritual healing, we are locating what has created the lack. What is it in the auric field that has drawn in this relationship? What is it in the auric field that has repelled relationship? What is it in the chakra system that has been experienced that is breaking down the physical health? So we are locating the original wound, and through locating the original wound, you are in awareness of where the problem, the pain, the retention has actually begun. And in awareness is where the shamanism and the healing actually begins. So I think that through my experiences, what I have learned is that most of our souls hold misunderstandings about their places in the universe or about their design, because the mental communicates, the mind is constantly communicating with the spirit and overriding the spirit, saying, this is what we need to do. This is where we want to go. This is what will make it better. The mind is doing so. So the soul and the aura absorbs absolutely all of this data, all of this information, and every experience. And it can hold your misunderstandings as well. So the soul can be holding the misunderstanding, but it is also holding the absolute solution, the absolute answer. So imagine, if you will, the soul being like a library, holding and recording every experience, everywhere you've ever been, anything you've ever done, how it has affected you, where it placed your mind, where it placed your body, where it placed your spirit. It's holding on to all of the experiences. Through these experiences, underneath each layer, there is the solution. The vibrational frequency of the experience has created layers. Beneath the layers is the absolute solution through the uncovering, as I've been saying, of the original wound. So for those of you who are listening, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to call in. We would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm also doing, at this time, an introduction, and in honor of my new show, a soul meditation reading. This is a 30-minute consultation where we will be picking up the vibrational frequencies of your energy field, picking up what it is that's happened in past lives, as well as what is taking place for you in this life, answering your questions and doing evaluation through voice vibration of your chakras and your aura. You can call in after the show at 847-893-4097. Feel free to call in and definitely take advantage of your free consultation. I would love to hear from you and go into more details about your individual energy field. And getting back to our topic, that most of our souls are holding the misunderstandings and the solutions simultaneously. And it's just a matter of locating and separating what is the misunderstanding that the mind has sent to the soul, to the aura, to the chakras, and underneath that, what is the actual solution? So, in the spiritual blockages that we can receive from lifetime to lifetime or experience to experience, they become retained and there becomes a resistance to releasing them. The resistance is created by familiarity. Once we are experiencing a specific trauma, once we have experienced a situation that we cannot release, that we are still retaining, we start to become a magnet for that experience to repeat itself. So basically, whatever it is that you have not released, whatever it is that you are still retaining, actually starts creating a magnet frequency. Even though it is the exact thing that you do want to avoid, you do want to repel, you definitely can start drawing it in again and again. And so many people ask me, why? Why is that? Isn't our aura like a filter? It's supposed to filter out the experience? Absolutely. If it is that you've had the understanding of the original experience that has created that vulnerability to the spirit and to the aura. When you have not had that understanding, one of the vibrational intentions in the aura is to keep serving it until either lesson is learned, experience is completed, understanding has been reached. And I have had so many people say to me, Devi, I have learned the lesson. I have come to the understanding. I am in the absolute place of understanding. I have cut those cords. I have made decisions to release. I have decided to manifest a new beginning. So why am I going through this again and again in a specific area of life? For some it's love, for some it's work, for some it's family, for some it's addiction. And the answer to that is, even though you may have learned that lesson, and even though you've gone through the experience enough to move past the experience, because it's retained, like draws like. So what something has been exposed to, in this case the spirit and the aura, it is drawing it, it's replaying it because of retention. What you are holding inside is what you can definitely be drawing in. Now, here's the good news about this. You are also holding inside light. You are holding inside healing. You are holding inside solutions. You are holding inside repair. You are holding inside love. You are holding inside divine counsel. So the aura also has the ability, the spirit and the soul have the ability to override the negative retention and draw in healing, draw in love, draw in the light, draw in not only the things that you need, but the very desires of the soul. In order for this to take place, it's just all about locating what exposure. And so many people say there's been so many exposures, but that very first exposure to the soul, to the auric field, to the chakra system that has created that vulnerability, that weakness in the spiritual immune system. Once you're doing that, everything else that you are holding on to and retaining of the light, the love, the healing, the inner shaman, it does start to override. One thing that I feel is absolutely beautiful, amazing, and a complete blessing is that none of these retentions, pains, and traumas are permanent. And they do bear fruit that is permanent. Through the healing and the releasing, you are definitely going to bear a fruit that is completely permanent through a temporary pain. And pain and discomfort doesn't feel temporary for those who have been going through it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But I can absolutely promise anybody who is listening to this that through your location of the retention, you are absolutely going to release it, and you're going to come into that absolute place of living versus existing. So many of us who are holding on to energies through present lives, past lives, painful experiences, we are actually existing and we are not living in our full purpose and light. Through the release of what no longer serves you, you are going to be living in your absolute soul's purpose. When you're finding yourself in that place, you will learn exactly where and when your healing begins, because you're locating when your trauma began. We're going to be right back after this short break.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Devi's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hey, Debbie, this is Bob. Sorry to break in. You have a caller from Ontario.
Okay. Hello, caller from Ontario. How are you today?
Oh, very good, thank you. And you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. How can we help you today?
Well, I was just wondering if you have any, if you have a message for me.
Do you have a question that you would, something specific in mind that you would like to know?
Wow, you kind of caught me off guard because I wasn't sure I got through. I'm so sorry. I would love to know, if there's some sort of a, I had a question written down, I'm so sorry.
Take your time.
You were talking about suffering and how important it is in our lives. I'm just wondering why so much before someone transitions. How is that going to help us?
So your question is, why is suffering important before transition?
Yes.
It's not so much the suffering that is important. What is important is understanding where it has come from. What is the genesis, that original wound? Through the original wound, you're understanding what has allowed the auric field to become vulnerable to drawing in the first experience and others like it. So, for example, if you have gone through a situation in your life where you are repeating the same relationship pattern continually, this is letting you know that there is something very important that you need to uncover. There's something you need to understand in your soul's contract that is creating this. If it is that you're going through this, let's say, I'll give an example, just by what I'm feeling by your voice vibrations, I can feel a 3-year pattern that you're now starting to break. You may have come to an understanding of what pattern specifically it is that you needed to break. So the importance of the understanding is, the importance of the suffering is the knowledge of what has brought it there. Sometimes in the soul's contract, you are repeating a contract that has ended, or you're repeating a contract that has not been completed. Let's take an ended contract for an example. You can have already learned your lesson you've already gone through this cycle and it's time for it to go away. But there's some piece of this that you've retained or that you have not healed from that's allowing it to replay. So that identification of what has created it is the absolute most important part. It's not so much the suffering as it is the understanding of that suffering in order to end that contract, in order to completely eradicate that frequency.
It sounds like a punishment to me.
It's not.
You haven't ended it. Yeah.
It's not a punishment. And see, this is exactly what spiritual healing is about ending. So many people are carrying a false vibration of punishment, of I'm going through this because I've made a mistake. I'm going through this certain thing in my life because I've done something so wrong. It's actually reversing that frequency, reversing that false information that the soul is being communicated from the mind or from the experience. See, I'm so glad that you called in and that you've used the word punishment, because that is actually one of the most common frequencies that we remove. That concept needs to be removed from the mind, the body, and the spirit. It's a very dangerous concept. It creates suffering and punishment that
what I meant by that is, if you have to come back and continuously, you know, go into a loop until you're done that loop, you know, like, that sounds quite traumatic to go on life after life until you complete that task.
And that's exactly right, and you don't have to. That's the purpose of identification, is to release what it is that you do not have to be going through. I have worked with so many people who have actually been taught that they are going through this because of a karmic cycle that is not complete, and that they have to come back and relive the situation. And that is not the case. But for the souls who have absorbed that teaching or that false frequency, because it is a false frequency, through what has been absorbed in that way, that is exactly what we are undoing. That is actually one of the frequencies of healing that needs to be addressed, because that is definitely not the case. We do come back with whatever we have not released, and for some, it is actually specifically what you're talking about, that I have to come back and relive this situation over and over again until
Would that be a choice, or would that be something that you could say, no, I don't want to go back?
You know, there are people who have signed up to be like, I am willing to come back until I get a certain portion of enlightenment or understanding, and they will come back. But people, souls need to have that freedom and understanding that there is no punishment in evolving. There is retention, and retention is the experience, hurt, or pain that has not been released.
What would the reward be for coming back and going through that loop continuously until you get to the point you've done your job?
The reward isn't breaking that. You know, what I'm trying to say is that you do not come back here to suffer till you get it right. This teaching, I completely disagree with.
I wasn't saying suffering for myself. I'm wondering why I would have to watch others suffer. That's my point.
Right, I get
why
you.
Why would I have to watch someone else suffer? What good will that bring me?
it's not that it's bringing you good. It's not that it's not meant to bring you good or bad. The effect of it is painful. But mm-hmm. what the person is going through, if it is an emotional or spiritual, which everything does come back to the spirit, what that person is going through, once it's identified, it can be released. Remember, it's not, you didn't come back to suffer. The person that you're watching go through hurt or pain or suffering did not come back to do so either. This cycle, if this is what's happening, there is something beneath that. And that's what I call the original wound, the creation of that vibration that must be broken. Does that make sense? I hope that answers your question.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for calling. Do you feel that that answered your question?
It's a very complex question. It's a loaded question. So, there's one question will bring another question, So, I'll think about that and keep searching.
I do feel a lot of vibrations from your voice, and I feel some personal issues that maybe over the air we don't want to go into. You can feel free to call me after the show at 815-893-4097.
Okay.
I would love to go into a deeper explanation and talk with you, even based on some of the personal vibrations that I'm feeling from you at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Light and love to you.
And same to you. Bye-bye.
So that was a very interesting call. And the caller is asking about why is suffering so important? And it's not the suffering. I'm so glad that she called in because it's not the suffering that's important. It is the understanding of what is creating it. So many of us are going through a suffering or a retention in a certain area of life. And it can absolutely be identified and released. We are definitely created to be in service of the highest light to others, to ourselves, to live in this life in light and in love. Is that to say that absolutely everybody's life is going to be completely perfect, no hiccups, no negative experiences? No. But these experiences, they do bear fruit. There is something at the end of it. We're not going to go through the suffering. We're not going to go through the pain without learning. But that is not to say that it is not possible to bear fruit and to learn without extreme suffering. And so many teachings do actually teach just that, that in order to get to a certain level, there must be so much extreme suffering. It's very much like the way I would compare it would be child labor, the conception and going through labor to have a child, birthing pains. We do go through those pains. We do go through lots of labor pains to bear that fruit of that child, and the reward is there. So it's not so much that we cannot be rewarded without suffering, but in bearing fruit many times, and in most cases, there is discomfort. And there is a difference between discomfort and extreme suffering. So for those of you who are listening to this, if you would like to call in after the show, you can do so at 815-893-4097. I'm doing a 30-minute complimentary session in where we will be picking up your vibrations of your soul, your chakras, and your aura, and answering questions that you have about your journey and your life. In our session, I will pick up on your voice vibrations and be able to tell you what it is that you're harboring or holding in your chakra system, in your aura system, give how to release it as well. So going back into our topic, we're talking about spiritual healing. The soul's register of experiences, such as being ashamed or praised, judged, supported, rejected, any type of experience is what it is that the aura is holding on to. So the aura records what we've learned. The aura records the beliefs that we've been exposed to, what we've been affected by, whether it's false teachings, whether it's teaching of light, whether it is pain. Every negative and positive experience is absolutely recorded. Through this, we are either going to process evenly or retain. If I were to have to take all of this information and put it into a nutshell, that would be whatever you're holding, the discovery of it is your answer. And as simple as that can sound, the discovery is the answer, is as complex and as intricate as it can sound as well. And it is both. It is intricate, but the beauty of it is that it is absolutely simple as well. So we can address our spiritual issues through any chakra or energy points. And when I'm working with someone on spiritual healing, we work together to find the spiritual issue underneath the problem. So when we isolate the chakra or the layer of the aura that's been affected by the trauma or the experience, we typically uncover them and we understand them completely. And through this process, this is where the release comes in. We're going to be right back after this short break.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Devi's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Absolute understanding, that absolute beginning of where it's stemming from, creates the freedom. And I know that I have touched on that a lot, but I cannot express it enough. It is the absolute reason, and it is the absolute holder. It is the energetic holding space that we can become healed and access our own healing abilities. So sometimes people who have been separated or going through a separation, and they're going through that anxiety, they're going through that hurt, they're going through that pain of separation, whether it's from a family member who is deceased, whether it is a relationship, whether it is separation from where they were living and it's time to move. These are people who will keep drawing in other separation issues until they realize what has created the first separation issue. And do you know, with, I want to say, 90% of the people that I have worked with, what the first separation issue has actually been? Separation from self. That desire to serve, satisfy absolutely everyone around them, and to create, or excuse me, attempt to create, because it's practically impossible, that complete satisfying and happiness for those around them, and to completely fulfill the needs of others. This is separation from self, placing everybody's needs completely and totally before your own, leaving yourself basically on the back burner. So separation from self leads to the separation of relationships, leads to harboring pain of even loss of loved ones, which we can harbor that for so many years, and it's a very painful experience. But if we are connected to ourself and reunite with ourself, we are going to be able to heal from any type of separational wounds. If you take absolutely any block, whether it is love life, whether it is a past life, whether it's being stored in memory trauma, wherever that wound is coming from, reuniting with self, connecting to self, is the absolute solution to the healing of self. And in spiritual healing, that is exactly what we are doing. Through the addressing of the physical, the mental, and the emotional, we are connecting to self, turning inward to self, forming the first relationship, which is the most important relationship, which is completely with self and about self, because self is completely holding all of the answers. Books are helpful. Seeing certain practitioners is helpful, but we have to make sure that this does not just become an absolute whole way of life, reading our way through everything, going from practitioner to practitioner about absolutely everything, and I'm talking spiritually, going to relying constantly on, I'm going to a healer, I'm going to have my chakras balanced, I'm going to have my aura aligned. All of that is wonderful. But the goal should be, the ultimate goal should be, through everything that we read, through everything that we experience, to access our own healing ability, to meet our inner guru, and to come into awareness of our own gifts. This is the true result of spiritual healing. Everybody does need a catalyst. Everybody does need somebody to start with. But the beginning can be through your practitioner, but the ending result is absolutely within you. You are the light. You are the love. You are the healer within. And through accessing your soul's experiences, through accessing your aura's energy, your chakra's energy, it leads us to that original wound. Through accessing that original wound, what and who do we come back to? It's always going to be you. You are going to access your healing ability. You are going to awaken inside of you the answers, the solutions, the path, and the steps. Each of you are carrying your absolute individual map to exactly your precise destination. And just like in navigation, you know, sometimes, and I can get so annoyed when I'm hearing that, recalculating your route. Your soul and your aura does exactly that. Sometimes we are on our way, we are going toward one destination. And through our journey on that path, on that road, the route has to become recalculated, maybe due to an area that we turned off, or we took an exit in a different direction, a different path, a different area. Sometimes that path has delayed us, detained us, kept us occupied because we wanted to be delayed. Sometimes we want to be delayed. We're not ready to face that destination. And even if that destination is success, peace, and happiness, I have actually worked with people who are not ready to get there. They're actually fearing that unfolding. But I'm here to tell you that even if your route has been recalculated, you are still where you need to be. At this moment, you will get to exactly where it is that you're going. And spiritual healing and inner reflection is absolutely in everybody's divine right, path, and in your destination. You are meant to reach that place where you're going to access self. And that is completely where healing begins. It is completely and totally self-access. And this is not a new message. I'm sure so many of you have heard this. But you can hear something that you have heard many times at many times in life, and it may not have the impact that this moment has, that now has, because of where you've been, because of what you've experienced, because of every turn that you've taken. What you're hearing now, even though you've heard it before, it's having a different effect. What you hear tomorrow is even going to affect you differently than what you've heard today, even if it's the exact same message. Because the mind and the spirit is continually, every day, every moment, evolving. And its reason for doing so is to reach that complete destination of healing and light, and to spread exactly that to others. It has been absolutely wonderful talking with all of you today, sending out the vibrational frequency of light and love. Till next time.
You've been listening to The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Devi Kaur, addressing your spiritual heart and soul's purpose. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, where you can call Devi to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Till next time, love and light. Namaste.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.